This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America, with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Insurance giant Geico has announced a data breach for 3 months this year, exposing customers' personal information to hackers. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A reported data breach at Geico is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's Office says a security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. Geico is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack.
Johnson & Johnson will resume its COVID-19 vaccine rollout in Europe, the company announced Tuesday, with adding packaging labels warning of a rare risk of blood clots. Europe's health regulator, the European Medicines Agency, said the vaccine's benefits outweigh the risk of the rare side effect. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's estimated the new Green Deal being proposed by Democrats in Washington could cost every American household over $500,000. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senator Ed Markey and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are reintroducing the Green New Deal. The proposal, even with Democrats in control of the House and Senate by a slim majority, does face massive hurdles on Capitol Hill. Some moderate Democrats voicing opposition to it, and it would require support from 10 Republican senators to reach President Biden's desk. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, as you can imagine, no fan of the Green New Deal.
Her Green New Deal, the full Green New Deal, is $93 trillion. $93 trillion is $600,000 for every single household in America. I've got a suggestion for the Democrats. See if they can find 10 households willing to contribute $600,000, and the only caveat is their names can't be things like Zuckerberg or Gates. If they're not billionaires, I challenge them to find 10 households willing to do that. They can't.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
China is the planet's largest polluter in 2018 with just over 10 gigatons of pollution for the year. The United States is about half of China's CO2 gigatons of pollution. NASCAR is at Talladega Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your call. The fire, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have our good friend Dr. Jim Dennison, the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great today. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So you're all ready. We got the big anniversary date. You're going to the Hawaiian Islands. I mean, hukihukila, mahalo, aloha, all that good stuff. And, you know, you and the wife having a good time celebrating all these years of just incredible bliss.
40 years. I heard someone say that they've been married for 6 good years, and out of 50, that wasn't too bad. In our case, all 40 have been excellent. I'm here to testify.
You are blessed many times over, let me tell you. Hey, I want to talk about an article that is at the forum, and that is the challenges to religious freedom that this so-called, and we can say, so-called Equality Act. You know, because what we find so much with government ease, legalese or even statement ease, is that what they tell you often is what it isn't, but they present it as if it is.
That's so much the case. There's so many euphemisms in all of this that we've been dealing with all these years. Abortion is now reproductive freedom. Same-sex marriage is marriage equality. And the so-called Equality Act is anything but an Equality Act, as we understand what it actually means.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of this reproductive freedom, I mean, if it's true freedom, and this is the oxymoron of the whole reality, and people are realizing who are the wordsmiths. It's those on the left that continue to do sleight of hand, and they're losing credibility at every turn because they know it's not reproductive freedom, because the women and now an increasing number of men who have gone through the process of abortion realize that they're not very free at all.
In fact, it's the opposite of that. That's so true. And you're right about the men as well as the women. So many that live with the consequences of this for the rest of their lives, who live with the guilt of this, the shame of this, and the physical consequences. So an article just this morning, Bill, talking about the dangers of chemical abortions, so-called medical abortions that you can now get through pharmaceuticals, and the deaths that are occurring from this, the long-term damage from these, the physical danger of abortion, not to mention the psychological damage as well.
Exactly. Well, the movie Unplanned pointed that out a little bit, but certainly the media, the left is, boy, I'll tell you, the mainstream media is all in for reproductive rights. That's all part of the approved narrative of the left. And people are learning the hard way here, whether it's abortifacients, other chemicals that are, you know, I mean, to think about what these chemicals do, and you're introducing them to the interior of your body cavity. I mean, just on the surface, that just doesn't sound right.
and it's not. In fact, the second of the two that's used for these chemical abortions was never considered in this context at all. In a completely different world in which it should have to be regulated by physicians, had to do with a very different medical application. Now it's being made available to people over the counter or even by mail. Women are being told to go home, take these two pills, and they're told they'll just have heavy bleeding or heavy period. And so often it's so much more than that, and there's no medical supervision. There's no doctor available to them. It's exceedingly dangerous. Can't imagine any other situation in which anyone would advocate for this, but it fits with the narrative, as you're describing.
Exactly.
It makes all abortion for all reasons acceptable in their mind.
Well, when you go back to the early development, you know, I say early, and there was probably even earlier, Kermit Gosnell, he and his partner, what they were doing early on was like, you know, they had put like this robotic controlled element inside a woman, and it was basically on, you know, through a remote control, it would open up, you know, like a bunch of knives just cutting through. And that's why Kermit Gosnell, you know, escaped, and I think he went to Bahamas for a while, and then comes back about a year and a half later, because several women died as a result, as you can imagine. I mean, so the draconian approach, and what people will do in order to kneel at the altar of convenience and get rid of their child and what they'll do to their own bodies, and they want reproductive rights. It's like the father has almost said, okay, you know, if that's what you want, I'll let you have it. And experientially, you're going to find out that this is not, it's certainly not freedom, and certainly not the healthy thing to do. And you couldn't even imagine people signing up for that, Jim, to say, oh, yeah, yeah, put that little robot inside of me and have it chew out, you know, that supposed, you know, malfunctioning, you know, tissue that's irrelevant, right?
You couldn't imagine it in any other context, could you? If it wasn't forwarding this philosophical narrative that says freedom is all that matters, truth is what you say it is, you have complete sexual freedom to do with your body whatever you want. If it didn't fit that, if it was some other medical procedure, you'd never allow it. And if something like that happened, the entire press would be covering it, not just the pro-life press. It's really, I think, an outrage that you and I know about this and so much of America doesn't, because the media has done so much not to cover the very story you're describing right now.
Yeah, how irresponsible. I mean, here we are with this movement, you know, for hashtag for women, that we need to care and protect them and all this sensitivity and everything. But yet we're all part and parcel of this Holocaust that has been taking place. You know, Black Lives Matter, well, except for when it comes to aborting a child, you know, the chances of survival, I'm told, of an unborn child in the womb of a black woman is probably less than 30%.
Well, it's the leading cause of death in America. More lives are ended by abortion than any other cause in America, cancer, heart disease, whatever one calls it. Once we understand life begins at conception, then we understand this is the leading cause of death in America, and it disproportionately affects minority populations. Planned Parenthood clinics built in minority communities, all of this. And you go back to the beginning of Planned Parenthood and the degree to which it was a eugenic idea from the start. And it's just such a tragedy. The world doesn't know what we're saying right now.
Well, you know, you say life begins at conception, and my thought recently has become, Jim, and you can tell me if this is right or wrong, but I believe before that it is God that speaks life into action. And so even before the actual act and the, you know, the conception process as we understand it, God has done something as a preamble that is so significant that is omitted. And when we omit God from the process, then we can do as we darn well please. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. In Jeremiah 1, Bill, the Lord told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. All life comes from God. God is the author of all life. And you're right. The ultimate narrative behind all of this is wanting to be our own God, starting with life itself. That's the basic temptation.
Well, like you and I talked about, you know, you talk about the original sin. We're back in the garden. You're not the boss of me. I can be just as God. I can be, you know, hey, listening to Satan. I can be better than God myself, I think.
Well, that's the, yeah, in fact, Friedrich Nietzsche said the will to power is the basic drive in human nature. And he was exactly right. I mean, when you think about it, money is just green paper, except for the power it represents. Beyond what you and I need to get by daily, pretty much everything else we own is in some way a reflection of power. And it all goes back to being your own God, Genesis 3. Every temptation is just a variation on that theme. Be your own God by lying, by stealing, by whatever it is. It's trying to be on the throne yourself.
He's the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster. Dr. Jim Dennison is with us, and we've got more from Jim after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And my good friend, Dr. Jim Dennison, is with us. We're able to get a hold of him before he heads off to Alohaville. Going to have a great time with the wife unit. 40 years of just marital bliss. I mean, do you realize how blessed you are, Jim? I mean, because when you think about the successful marriages, or at least when I hear anecdotally, I mean, sadly, it is a small percentage of people that enjoy a marriage like you and Janet.
Well, that is a sad percentage, you're right, and that is sad on many levels. And really the key to this is what people tell me all the time, Bill, and that is that I outkick my coverage. I have no defense. I married up on 12 levels. In fact, a good friend of mine years ago, a counselor, said, you reached up as high as you could, and she reached down as far as she would, and that's how you got married. He was exactly right.
Right. I think that's the story for most of us men, if we'll only admit it. I agree, and that's good. It's like the story I asked the one gal, because I often ask people who've been married for a long time. I don't know if I've shared this with you or not, but she had been married like, you know, 65 years or whatever, and I just said, oh, you got to tell me, what's your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right.
Mm.
And there was just so much wisdom in that answer right there. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I know that's coming from, you know, from a woman's perspective, but boy, I sure could own that too.
Well, that's it. Years ago, someone told me, in marriage, you can be right or you can be happy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's not about winning arguments. It's about winning hearts and souls. And it's an everyday thing, Bill, as you know. It's everyday deciding, I want to be the best husband I can be today. Lord, help me to be the best husband I can be today. That's the prayer.
Right. And like you say, every day and in every way, you know, a better employee, a better friend. I mean, all the way, it's all interactive. And it ties in together beautifully. The Equality Act, as we talked about initially, and I want to get into more of that in this segment here, has been called the most invasive threat to religious liberty ever proposed in America. It would amend the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by forbidding discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. I'll tell you, there is a reason the left has confused the issue of sexual orientation and gender identity. I want you to break that down for our audience, if you would, Jim.
Happy to do that. It's what's called SOGI laws, S-O-G-I, sexual orientation, gender identity. So 1964, we have the Civil Rights Act, obviously, which elevates certain individuals to protected class. And in that context, it was racial minorities. Now, what the so-called Equality Act does is elevate SOGI protections to that same level. And here's the part that is especially concerning for us. The act expressly forbids appeal to the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Here's what that means. If you're in a faith-based hospital, you could be forced to provide gender transition therapies that violate your religious beliefs. Children could seek to change their gender without parental knowledge or consent. Faith-based adoption foster care agencies could be forced to place children with same-sex couples or lose their licenses. Faith-based schools and businesses could be forced to violate their beliefs regarding homosexual activity, LGBTQ behavior. Churches that rent their facilities to the public could be forced to rent them for same-sex marriages, other LGBTQ events. And if you disagree on the basis of religious beliefs, that disagreement is disallowed by the Equality Act.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we've seen the attacks on our faith and religious principles. This has been an exercise that continues to draw momentum. Where do we draw the line on this, Jim? How do we bring this into the arena of reason and common sense?
We do it on three levels, I think. That's a terrific question. The first is to look at the degree to which it victimizes people, irrespective of religious convictions or religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. One of the issues the Equality Act brings to the fore, for instance, is the degree to which transgender athletes, biological males, would be able to compete against biological females with no consequence. You'd see this in locker rooms. You'd see this in private spaces. My mm-hmm. granddaughter could be forced to shower next to a biological male. We're already seeing this in New Hampshire recently. Biological males won, I think it was 13 or 14 track events. So this goes to scholarships. This goes to the ability to compete equally. It goes to injuries to female athletes in wrestling matches and other places where they're in any kind of contact sport. So part of it is the transgender issue and the degree to which this is unfair to biological females. many of those that are a part of opposing this are not doing it on religious grounds. They're doing it purely for that reason. So that's one piece. A second piece is the religious liberty piece of this, to say this isn't just about evangelicals. This is about all of us. If we're no longer able to defend our beliefs in public or to make them public, we have no First Amendment. It at the end of the day goes to the heart of the First Amendment. And ultimately, Bill, it could declare illegal most of what we think of as Orthodox or evangelical Christianity. I was on a podcast with an attorney from the Alliance Defending Freedom. He said it could work like this. The Equality Act becomes law. Your church, let's say, chooses not to employ an LGBTQ individual. It's determined that you discriminated against that individual. A judge issues an injunction. If you don't obey the injunction, somebody goes to jail. It's right. On that level of severity if this became law.
Where does autonomy, did you ask your guest about autonomy? The Supreme Court has ruled on this on several occasions where the churches were given autonomy, but I guess that's more from an inside situation as opposed to somebody coming in from the outside. I'm not sure, you know. Yeah.
Sure. At the end of the day, the attorney with whom I was speaking did believe that this is unconstitutional. He believed that the Equality Act passed, the Congress, the Senate, and President Biden signed it, it would immediately be adjudicated. There would immediately be orders placed against it. It might go to the Supreme Court. He believed it'd be overturned. The problem is, all along the way, we're the ones footing the bill. We're the ones fighting it. And it's law until it's overturned. Someone could go to jail if they don't obey an injunction until it's overturned. So we're not saying that it will become law. We're not saying it will stand adjudication test. But we are saying that if it did become law until it got overturned, if it did, that's the threat that we'd be dealing with. And the larger narrative that it illustrates is that evangelical Christians are seen as discriminatory, as hateful, as racist, as bigoted, as prejudiced, who should not be allowed to appeal to religious freedom because we're considered to be dangerous to society. That's the larger trend.
Well, and as the attorney said, it goes to court, and now we're paying legal fees, and they mount up very quickly. You can ask the baker in Colorado or the one up in Portland, you know, that is just so disheartening. I mean, here's people that have been gifted by God to do certain things, and in the case of the baker, it was to design cakes, and he's being forced to do something, you know, against his conscience. And you've got to argue that out, and by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars involved. I mean, this could be up to six, some cases seven figures that we're talking about.
Absolutely could. And in the meanwhile, their businesses are going under. That particular baker lost 30% to 40% of his business when he had to make the decision simply not to do wedding cakes because of all this. And it's not just Christians. Muslims, for the most part, are opposed to LGBTQ activity as well. Orthodox Jews are, segments of Buddhism and Hinduism. So this isn't just Christians we're talking about. We're talking about religious believers across the board that are being told that they're dangerous to society. And that's the trajectory that we have to understand and stand up against.
Jim, where are we at with the Equality Act now as it stands in Congress? And where does it
stand?
It passed
the House twice. It passed House again most recently, just a few months ago. Now it's in front of the Senate. Senate has already started hearings. Judiciary Committee has already started hearings on it. At present context, as I understand, it would have to get 60 votes in order to withstand a filibuster at present. It can't be brought through budget resolution, which is how they're getting stuff done at 50-50 right now. But there are four different attempts to change filibuster laws, to amend them, so as to make a Equality Act able to pass the Senate at a 50-50 vote. It is believed there are 50 votes for it in the Senate. So if they can bypass the filibuster somehow, it could pass the Senate. And President Biden said he would sign it into law.
Exactly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as if you didn't have enough to pray about, this is something that we need to come together and agree with God. This is, you know, this is no surprise, Jim. God knew that we were going to come to this point in time where our faith was being challenged. And, you know, it's up to the faithful to trust in God and, you know, to take this on, because there's no escaping this, is it? We've got about 20 seconds left, so I'm going to let you conclude and summarize.
At the end of the day, you're exactly right. We should expect this, but we also know Jesus is on his throne. He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. So we're going to trust him. We're going to follow him. And he's going to use us as salt and light to advance his kingdom in our world.
He's the co-founder and visionary of the Dennison Forum. Dr. Jim Dennison has been our guest. Jim, thank you so much. Aloha, buddy. Take care. Be safe.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America, with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there's no denying the world was not prepared for COVID-19, and much of the impact in the U.S. could have been minimized if we had the proper public health infrastructure in place. Not only did the pandemic showcase our country's gap in preparedness to handle such catastrophic yet inevitable outbreaks, but it's also uncovered the harsh reality of decades of misdirected funding for public health and the disparities that exist for communities of color and underserved urban and rural areas. Clearly, this past year taught us that health doesn't just happen in the doctor's office, but where people live, work, play, and pray. Prevention, or what can be done to keep you healthy, is a key and critical component to the healthy future for all Americans and the only way to properly prepare for the next public health crisis. Here with us today is the president of the American College of Preventive Medicine, Dr. Stephanie Zaza, and she's got a unique perspective, I would say, on critical and timely topics, the critical role preventative medicine plays and the actions needed to keep communities and our country healthy. Dr. Zaza, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about preventative medicine. How does it relate to public health?
Sure. Preventive medicine is its own specialty of medicine. Our physicians are trained in both clinical medicine and the interaction between the physician and the individual patient, but also trained in the sciences of population health. So how does that individual in front of you, what is the community within which they are living and having the opportunities or not to be healthy? Mm-hmm. So we look at all of those issues. It's really at that intersection between clinical medicine and public health. And we work on any topic, really, very much like family physicians. We're not limited to a single health issue, but we're really looking at that holistic view of an individual and community health.
Well, it sounds very complex because, as I was reading on, I mean, we're not only talking about a pandemic here. We're not talking about health in the simple concept and the general understanding of what health is. I mean, you're even talking about gun violence, implications of COVID-related delays in preventative screenings like cancer, immunizations, things that we've been reporting on at all, on as well, and increased rates of suicide and opioid overdoses. I mean, this is, as we know, and as we're realizing, Dr. Zaza, this is quite dynamic and involving, isn't it?
It is. You know, one of my colleagues referred to COVID-19 as the great magnifier.
Yes.
What it did was it turned a light on to allow people to see a lot of these interconnected health issues in ways that they hadn't before. As preventive medicine physicians, we're comfortable with this complexity and we live and work in it every day. But I think for the general public, it was mind blowing, to say the least, that these things are all so connected.
Exactly.
One of the things that I think is most important is that more people now recognize that health disparities have an incredibly powerful impact, not only on the health of the individual, but on the health of a community. And that it is very hard for a community to be resilient in the face of a health crisis like COVID when portions of its population are being disproportionately affected.
Right.
And I think that that's been a major lesson learned for many people.
And I think when we're, to your point, when we see in the final analysis, whenever we get to that point, to see how this disparity affected what were once, you know, somewhat healthy communities, how this compromise left them vulnerable, right?
Exactly. Vulnerable populations will unfortunately probably always exist. But the more we can do to recognize them and try to mitigate some of those disparities in health outcomes, the better we will be as a community. In terms of health and resilience. So, you know, it's not just about the individual. It's partly about that, of course, but it's also the entire fabric of a community is made up of the health of everybody in it.
Exactly. And I think this is going to have a positive effect in terms of, you know, people's passions to make sure that money that's invested in this. Yeah, I guess in a sense, everything today is looked at as infrastructure. But when we look at the health infrastructure of a community, maybe we should make sure that monies are properly invested to ensure these areas that are underserved, because we cannot, you know, we can't afford to leave people vulnerable, especially in today's America. And I think that's the other shocking thing that I've heard, Dr. Zaza, is people are shocked. They're going, wait a minute, this is America. We should be better than this. Why is it that some people are getting left behind here?
I think that's such an important question. You know, we have the best medical care in the world in this country, but it's not distributed equally to everybody. Not everybody has access to the services. We have some of the best public health departments at the city, state, federal level in the world. But again, that's not equally distributed. Every county has a public health department, but some of them are so tiny and they were quickly overwhelmed. So I think that when we think about how do we build this infrastructure, we have to think about equity. We have to think about where people live and how they live and matching the resources to those needs and doing a better job of that and building infrastructure that meets the needs of that community.
Exactly.
So I think it's really important when we talk about infrastructure, it's not just bridges, but which are obviously very important, but we need the expertise in public health and preventive medicine to be distributed throughout the country. We need more people. We are a very small profession. So building some additional expertise and then getting people into positions where they can do such important work is going to be really important.
Without a doubt. We're talking with Dr. Stephanie Zaza. She's the president of the American College of Preventative Medicine. Dr. Zaza, how can preventative physicians help address health inequities in underserved areas?
Preventative medicine physicians live and work everywhere in public health departments, which we've been talking about. They work mm-hmm. in health systems, looking at population data and trying to help physicians within those systems to manage their patient populations. Preventive medicine physicians work in the pharmaceutical industry, particularly around vaccines and other medications that help people prevent serious illness. So, you know, we work in all of these places. And what we do is really look at how do we improve health and opportunities for health for everyone in that population. That's our real contribution, is to see that big picture, think about those complexities, think about policies that can help people live their healthiest lives. So I think that's where we really shine.
We got about a minute and a half left here, so very quickly, when we talk about COVID relief funds, you know, targeting workforce issues in public health, what do you see as the key opportunity to rebuild a pipeline to prepare for the next pandemic? And I'm going to go ahead and give you the last question as well, because of time restrictions. Let people know where they can go for more information. So I'll let you answer those last two questions.
Sure, thank you. You know, the COVID relief funding is an important element of moving us forward out of this current crisis and preventing the next one. And the infrastructure funding for public health workforce is very important, but it is pretty small and it's one-time funding. We really need to be arguing for long-term sustainable funding to build that readiness so that it's not a sort of surge and retreat kind of funding, but a building that platform upon which any crisis can be managed. So I think that's a really important first step. It hopefully will alert people to the need. And we see as the biggest opportunity, of course, for our profession is to fund additional training programs and slots for new preventive medicine residents to train in this field. And I think overall, prevention is an incredibly powerful tool that we can use to keep people healthy, and we need to do more of it. We're very proud of our Power of Prevention campaign, and your listeners can find more information about that in our training programs at our website, which is ACPM, the American College of Preventive Medicine, ACPM.org.
Dr. Stephanie Zaza, thank you for being with us. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. Contact 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, go. All right, go on. With America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. Just to be totally vulnerable with you and transparent, having a little bit of a challenge with our next guest. Ty Manns is, we've been talking about and had promoted earlier. Now, Ty is, just to give you a little bit of a background and credibility, he's having some phone difficulties, which, you know, that happens from time to time, as you can imagine. And when it does, and it's a live show, then you do what you can to cover. But we're going to talk about the new movie, My Brother's Keeper. And Ty's got an interesting background. Now, My Brother's Keeper stars T.C. Stallings, who's been on the air with us many times, great actor. And so he's involved with this movie, My Brother's Keeper, and Joey Lawrence, just to name a few. It's already been in theaters since March the 19th, and it will go to DVD and video on demand streaming in a couple of weeks on May the 11th. And this is one that a movie that you will enjoy. It shares the story of a returning war vet, Sergeant First Class Travis Fox, which is played by T.C. Stallings, and who has one more battle to fight, PTSD, right? Fox and his best friend, Sergeant First Class Ron Preach Piercy, played by Joey Lawrence, are in their sixth combat deployment when Preach and his entire Ranger platoon are killed in a deadly IED attack. So you can imagine the impact that that had on Travis's psychology. Well, he returns to his hometown to settle the affairs of his parents who had passed away years before. In searching for answers about his parents, he also discovers a new obstacle in PTSD. And this is the nature and what we're understanding
more and more as we continue to learn about PTSD is the ramifications of PTSD are incredible and in many times unknown. Sometimes, you know, it's there, it's seemingly on the surface can be manageable, but suddenly it becomes overwhelming. And this is a great movie that opens your eyes to what happens with those in our family, those in our friends that deal with PTSD. And PTSD comes in many forms. In this particular case, it happens to be in combat. But we're realizing, as research is becoming more and more evident, that PTSD can happen in your home. It can happen just with, you know, things that are so disturbing for us psychologically in living life that can be so overwhelming. For the star, T.C. Stallings, for Travis Fox, he finds support from a church counselor who is played by Keisha Knight Pulliam and Tiffany Robertson, and slowly begins to rediscover his faith in God until he discovers a secret. Travis uncovers a secret hidden by his best friend, Donnie Berry, played by Robert Richard, that threatens his newfound faith, restores his guilt, and causes him to consider the unthinkable. Boy, powerful, powerful movie. And again, this is already, it was out in theaters in March, but it'll be on DVD and video on demand streaming as of May the 11th. Now, we were, as I mentioned, Ty Manns was going to be here to talk more about this movie because, Ty, if I can come up to this information here to give you a little bit of his background, he was the writer of the movie. He's a major, retired. Ty Manns enlisted in the U.S. military back in 1980. In 87, he was accepted into the Army ROTC program at Wright State University, Dayton, Ohio. In 89, he graduated, was commissioned second lieutenant with the infantry, with regular Army, served as an Army infantry officer in tactical assignments in Germany, Korea, and worldwide from 1989 to 2003. And throughout his military and corporate career, Ty never lost his passion for storytelling, creativity, and filmmaking. In 99, he met his friend, colleague, and mentor, Rick Beaver, former president of HBO Pictures. You imagine that, okay? I mean, it's just like a divine appointment. So through Rick's support and mentoring, Ty's filmmaking and storytelling knowledge and experience grew. In 2006, he worked with Rick under his independent film production company, Angel City Pictures. From 06 to 09, Angel City produced a number of independent film projects, including the tragic true story of Luca Batte in the film The Fifth Quarter. In 2016, he wrote the inspirational PureFlix distributed faith-based film, A Question of Faith. After that, he joined forces with Bishop Charles Mackey in 2017 to form Manns Mackey Studios, a family and faith-based content production company. And in 2018, Manns Mackey Studios produced a screenplay, My Brother's Keeper, which, as I mentioned, is set for theatrical release by Collide Distribution and Universal Studios. So can't wait to see this movie. As I said, it will be coming your way, video on demand and on DVD, in just a couple of weeks. Second week of May it will be available. So you'll have a chance to see it and be blessed by you know, the efforts of Joey Lawrence and T.C. Stallings. We were hoping to even get T.C. Stallings on the line, but this was kind of a last-minute deal. And T.C.'s always just been such a great guy, and, you know, it's always fun to get his perspective and also his balance, being a man of faith that he is, real special. But, hey, look, at another time, maybe T.C., maybe Ty, we'll get him back and be able to talk about My Brother's Keeper, okay? All right, well, coming up, we got lots more to share with you. John Guandolo is going to be up in just a bit. John is a former FBI, a terrorism, counterterrorism expert. He has been warning, of course, with Understanding the Threat, the president, the founder of Understanding the Threat. And it is amazing how, you know, in a common sense sort of way, John, because of his training in that, has been warning our country of all these threats. And look at where we are right now. I mean, our southern border is wide open. We're getting reports that people, you know, even from Europe, terrorists, former terrorists, have coming in, you know, through our southern border. And it's just like, oh, well. I mean, people are just shrugging over this, not even taking it seriously. I don't know about you, but I think about my family. I think about this country. I mean, what are we going to do? Are we going to experience another 9/11? Is that what it's going to take? And this in the midst of all this conflict that has been going on, you know, in our country. It's just, I don't know, it's unconscionable. It's just, it's so nonsensical at the same time. And, you know, so that, you know, another 9/11 happens and then we go, wait a minute, huh? Who was asleep at the wheel? Well, we're all asleep at the wheel because nobody's saying anything. You know, and John is sounding the alarm. And if you want more information, go to understandingthethreat.com and you can read it for yourself and, you know, check that out. Also, one of my favorite apologists, Dr. Peter Kreeft, is going to be here with us. We're going to be talking about his new book. I always enjoy our time with him. He is such a brainiac in a way. And that's the thing, you know, that is such a privilege about hosting this radio show and the independent nature that it is, that it allows us to, you know, bring in people. And I hear often, it's kind of amazing, they'll go, how can we talk about this? How are you able to talk about this? And I'm grateful for the network that we're associated with. And it's a networks. There's several networks that carry Bill Martinez Live and the Bill Martinez Show. And they do it for the sake of what we're about, and that's pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. You know, as I was mentioning with Jenny Beth Martin, I believe that there ought to be, and maybe we're the ones to do this, and to where we go out and we purchase time on all these other media outlets to counter the narrative. I mean, you know, CNN, MSNBC, they're all going to say whatever they want and purport their particular worldview, but we're not hearing a lot from other entries, other media outlets that should be talking about the things that we're talking about, interviewing the guests that we're talking about, whether it's David Horowitz and The Enemy Within, his new book, powerful new book that you need to get your hands on and check out for yourself. Unbelievable. You know, Ken Starr's new book, you know, the war on religious freedom and our First Amendment right is so critical. Another great book, and of course, the interview, and all these interviews that are there, they're available because we're givers. You know, you don't have to pay anything for it. You can just go to our website, BillMartinezShow.com, download it, share it with your friends, listen to it as a podcast at your own convenience. But again, as I was mentioning to Jenny Beth Martin, I believe that we ought to set up an entity to where we can counter this narrative. So whether or not, you know, like we were talking with Rick Manning, about what, you know, what is the truth of the matter about the George Floyd case? Because we've got a lot of stuff being poured into, as I say, the political bloodstream that's going to have its impact. I mean, Black Lives Matter was able just to pour their negativity into the political bloodstream without any kind of impedance whatsoever. In fact, you know, even our government backed it up and supported what they're doing. And at the end of the day, you go, wait a minute, this is dangerous. Where are they leading us? What road are they leading us down? It's the road of destruction. It's not one of reform like Martin Luther King Jr. It's about utter destruction. On their website, their founders have said as much, said very directly, they're about destroying America. You know, it's like, okay, it's kind of like with Barack Obama. He says, okay, we're going to fundamentally change, you know, our America. Fundamentally change. And the question still remains to this day, you know, from what to what? You know, you're going to fundamentally change it. What is it? I didn't realize that we needed to fundamentally change. I mean, we're going to start all over with the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Is that your idea? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, but that was never, you know, was never, it was declared, but was never explained. And we were just left to live out 8 incredible years that compromised our national security, pulverized the middle class, put people out of work, made them more reliant on big government. I don't know how that's a fundamental change. I mean, those forces have been around for a long time. Well, we got John Guandolo coming up on the other side of the news break.
Hey,
stay with us, ladies
if
and gentlemen.
If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS